This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
I get asked a question, the same question over and over again, and the same question also is mostly in the form of thank you, thank you, thank you. I am asked why I don't take political positions and don't get involved more in politics, in my social media, both Facebook and Twitter. When people are asking me that question, then they also say, but don't, I hope you don't decide to do it because you're one of the few places we can go where we don't have to fight every day about what the new political position is of this person or what awful thing happened. And it's just so great to have a place where it's just dedicated to talking about matters of faith and Jesus and theology and of course, semiotics. So it may be good for me to kind of do this one little short podcast on why I don't politicize my my posts and why I studiously refrain from taking political positions. One of my heroes growing up was Frank Zappa. I could never tell my mother this or never allow any of his music in the house, but I really appreciated this guy for a lot of reasons. I thought he was one of the great guitarists and so underrated. He was a great composer, musician. But Frank Zappa had this incredible line that he was totally disinterested in politics, and people tried to get him involved in politics, but he said, politics is the entertainment wing of the military-industrial complex. And the danger is when politics becomes faith or religion becomes politics, we've confused ends with means. And in my view, and what Zappa was intimating, we've lost both the ends and the means. The other person that helped me in my thinking this way, even though I don't come out of this tradition, is the Anabaptist tradition. And there was a theologian. I read him early on, and he totally changed my view of politics. His name was Bernard Eller. A Church of the Brethren theologian, wrote extensively, not nearly as appreciated as he should be. But back in the mid-80s, he wrote this book called Christian Anarchy, which taught me very early in my ministry that you absolutize the end, but you relativize the means. And that was his phrase, and it stuck with me as kind of a mantra from then on. He himself was a pacifist. Bernard Eller was a pacifist. But he said, peace is the end. And peace is absolute, but the means to peace, the forms of peacemaking, need to be relativized. In other words, we can, as long as we're all agreed that peace is the end, that the kingdom of God is a kingdom of peace, then we can fight about what is the best way to see that peace become real. And so you got pacifists like him. He said, but there are other just war people who see a whole other way. Talk about negotiation, armed negotiation. I mean, there's all sorts of means. But people in the military see themselves as peacemakers. He admits this. And you don't assert theological authority for a means, only for an end. And there are various means to the end of a peaceful world. And reading this book with a stimulating title, Christian Anarchy, because this is troublesome to a culture that politicizes everything and wants to turn every mean into an end, really had a profound impact on me. There are various means to the end of a world. Well, let me just put it this way. Every child of God deserves health care. That's the end. Now, how you get to that end is means. And to fight about ends is a very different battle than to fight about means. And we can agree on the end, but disagree about how, what are the means to get there. And the followers of Alpha and Omega, the one who is the beginning and the end, I don't think should get lost in the wilderness of means. The Church of Jesus Christ, I believe, should have, ideally sitting in the same pews, generals and pacifists, capitalists and socialists, communists and anarchists, sitting beside one another in pursuit of the same end, peace, justice, and love. And the problem is that politics is the exercise of means in pursuit of the end of the common good. So inevitably, you're going to have to use politics. So I have to correct myself a lot because I can be so anti-politics, but there's no way around it. You have to use it, but you don't, because it's all about means and you got to use means to get to an end. But the ancient politics absolutize ends and relativize means. Modern politics absolutizes means and relativizes ends. Since one end is as good as another, that is, except for certain, you know, ideological ends. So the doctrine of the end justifying the means, arguably the new, unfortunately, principle of politics, shifts the devil made me do it to I made the devil do it. And that's why I don't politicize my posts. That's why I stay away from politics and just constantly point to the ends and allow people to decide for themselves what are the best means. And that's where I think the Holy Spirit leads us. Let the Holy Spirit lead different people, different cultures, different traditions to different means, because maybe we need all of the means. Ambrose Bierce, I'll never forget, in the Devil's Dictionary, I don't know how many of you, I keep that close because about everything's in there. Called politics a strife of interests masquerading as a contest of principles. The conduct of public affairs for private advantage. I don't want to be that cynical, but it is, in this day where everything is so political, it is a healthy corrective and a healthy reminder that Jesus did not turn himself into a political savior.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with a friend today. Today's Napkin Scribbles was sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Professor and Author Leonard Sweet, until next time, happy scratching and scribbling.